Mercury pollution is a growing problem in the Arctic, and new research is offering some insight into how mercury reacts with the sea ice that covers much of the Arctic Ocean. Sandy Steffen is a physical scientist with Environment Canada. She studied mercury pollution on the sea ice outside of Barrow and is presenting her work this week at the International Polar Year Conference in Montreal. She says the study was the first to measure the difference between mercury absorption on sea ice and on land.
We took our instruments, we put them behind our skidoos, and drove out on the sea ice to see what we could measure. And we found some very interesting science that was going on out there. What we're finding is that with this fresh, young sea ice that's full of sea salts, it likes to actually trap, or it's almost a sponge for this mercury, and doesn't come out as much as what happens over the snowpack. So the implications of this are that when we have decreasing sea ice, as we're seeing with climate change, we're seeing the decrease in the multi-year sea ice to a first-year sea ice, which happens to have more salts in it. We're going to see more of the mercury that's deposited through this atmospheric chemistry process retained by the sea ice, and so which means it's more available to go into the Arctic Ocean.
Is beyond the salt, are there other reasons why new ice is more susceptible to mercury pollution?
Other than the sea salt? Not really. Not at this stage. No. We're saying the smoking gun here is the sea salt. So what it actually is it forms something called a frost flower on top of the sea ice. So you get this nice little new form of fresh sea ice forming. And these little flowers, almost, they look like crystalline structures, form all across the surface. So some of the mercury we've also found sticks like a sponge to those frost flowers more than if you just had the straight sea ice surface. So that's another means by which mercury sticks to the sea ice. But again, it's all directly resulting from the saltiness of fresh ice.
Are you able to tell where the majority of this pollution is coming from?
That's the million-dollar question. We have just finished a few studies at Environment Canada doing modeling to look at the source regions. So those modeling results do show that there's different percentages. So the regions they've divided them up into are Asia, into Russia, there's North America, and then there's Europe. And in terms of the Western Canadian Arctic, they found the majority of the air masses come from the Siberia area. However, because there's so much mercury enrichment in the air masses coming from Asia, the Asian air masses are the ones that are predominantly would be affecting deposition of mercury into the Western Arctic.
How big of a problem is this for the Arctic ecosystem?
Well, mercury is a global pollutant. Last summer, we had an entire conference in Halifax, and 1,000 people came to discuss the impacts of mercury as a global pollutant from an environmental, from the physical environment to the human health perspective. So mercury itself is a big problem. So it is an issue. It is something that the governments and the scientists are certainly looking into, and we're monitoring. But it's not at the point yet where we would have people in the north concerned too much, and they should continue on with their lifestyles.
Is there an international effort to limit mercury emissions?
We're actually very excited because in 2013, next summer, the United Nations Environment Program will hopefully ratify the first legally binding agreement on the reduction of mercury emissions for global mercury emissions. And both Canada and the U.S. are actively working towards those negotiations. So yes, there is a light at the end of the tunnel for global reduction of mercury.
Sandy Steffen is a scientist with Environment Canada.